Hi Lalit.
Hello.
Good evening.
Very good evening.
It's almost 7 o'clock. We had a 1 hour and 15 minutes meeting with Mr. Doshi.
My role in this particular today's evening organization was this, that when we had an interaction with old and new team, and I just gave an idea, I initiated the idea that it is good time that Mr. Doshi should meet not only the groups, he should meet the community also, because the nature of comment and observation he has given about the growth of Auroville and the topic which directly and indirectly relate with planning and development, they need not be limited only to the level of groups and the people, of the people, those who are working on them. It is something a much wider and larger community concern. So it is good if there is a possibility where one-to-one dialogue and discussion can happen, where Mr. Doshi can explain or share his views, how societies grow and what is the relationship with work, employment, financial aspect, land, development, culture and creation of a society, and what are the elements which help trigger growth of a healthy society. These are the issues which are, say, part and parcel of a planning process, and if they are shared and discussed with the community at large in a forum like this, this was the main driving force behind this. So I just happened to give an idea that Mr. Doshi should interact with the community, and it is a good time, because if we take up in terms of direction, so he is saying the same thing to the group. Group takes it in a more responsible and active way, that they have to work out some things based on that. Same idea at the same time is shared with the community, so that they are aware that this is the largely direction we are sharing with you. If you have any concern, idea, comment, be a part of that. There will be a call of task forces, ideas and something. And this is a huge task which needs to be organized and put together. So it was same time, two things happening, and from a very communication and awareness point of view, I think it's a good step. It should have been done like this only. So whatever the direction is emerging, it is shared with the residents of the place, and they are aware, and they can also work out their idea, they can give feedback, they can be part of any process. So this was the idea behind this. I think it has happened very nice. It has been received rather well, and there is a huge work for everybody in something like this.
So you think there will be a follow-up of this kind of format? This kind of interaction will have a future?
Oh, for sure, for sure. This is very basic. We need to create more and more forum where topic of development, because they affect everybody in one way or another, there should be a possibility. And this is what I would say, which has been some kind of, let us say, not so good developed area, or the weakness of our working groups or working together. And let us take it as a challenge than any weakness, I would say. This is a very active challenge. What are the ways in which we can put together different diverse viewpoint and find a way to work together? And that remains a very central challenge. It is not about anything else. If we can find a way how different viewpoints and integration and synthesis of that, it is in that sense planning, or a group like Lavenier, or a topic of planning, represents a very fine and rather very high degree of synthesization. And perhaps that is one of the reasons which makes it complex and difficult for the people, those who work in this, and for other people to relate with it, because people expect in a society like Auroville that one group like this would take into account all possible different directions, right from education, culture, finance, technical, which as a city, Auroville, and as a group like Lavenier, is young. It's a new group, so they need to learn these ways of taking care of or listening to different views and finding a solution together. And it is also a two-way process. It is not that a one particular viewpoint which has been presented, that is only the way from any side. So that model has to be built, that model has to be experimented. And it's a good way to experiment that model, that how do we work together. Maybe we issued some kind of guideline together, we issued a design brief, we ask for some kind of design idea competition in which people take part, and it is evaluated, the jury of that is shared. So there are different ways. So that culture, I think it is the beginning of having that possibility of that culture in which all this can be shared in a more effective way. It's a learning for everybody.
At the end of this meeting, Mr. Doshi share the idea to invite students from around the world to help Auroville and planning. And what is your idea about that?
I think it is also a very excellent idea. One of the issues, or one of the, let us say, the problems which I have come across or seen here is sometime the lack of good ideas and proposals in integrated way to come together, based on which one can have a well-informed decision-making or make a good holistic proposal. There has been a certain lack of good diversified but very well worked out ideas. And when we talk about the planning ideas, they have to have some kind of language of maps, drawings, where all the ideas have been put together and the solution says this is the way it takes care. Advantage of having the diverse group of people from outside would be that we will have an energy fully dedicated and focused, and they will also have fresh energy to come up with the solution. So we see our role could be, we just see it with the open mind, and let us take it as a kind of new idea bank, what is coming up, and let us reflect on this. And if we reach that kind of level, even as, let me say, as a working level or working or living culture, where we can develop, we can cultivate good ideas, and we can see them in a very objective and open-minded way, and then we choose what is good for all of us, I think it will lead to something very nice. Because the possibility of doing something like this, many people coming from outside and sharing their ideas in different creative way, is very high in Auroville. So as a living possibility, Auroville has that potential. We need to organize ourselves, find a way to synthesize that information or organize something like this in a proper way that can really lead to very good solutions, I think so.
Last question. We have different areas to develop in Auroville. We have different housing, we have public buildings. So which area has to be taken into?
I will not single out. I will not single out. I'm not necessarily seeing it in a very absolute top critical priority point of view. For me, this is an exercise or creation of a special way of working. And even if I have to divide a group of 10 people or something else, we have many concerns. Some of the issues which I have felt is because at times there is a lack of vision or exploration in a particular area or direction, and that blocks the progress. So we need practically this kind of exploration in all possible fields. If we talk about absolute critical priority, it will depend upon the factors why we have to opt for that, and one can perhaps opt. But the areas where we need exploration is enormous. For example, we have this housing situation of Sector 1 and 2. That could be one which is there. The development of Crown as an urban spine, the facilities, that could be another. There's a whole issue of international zone, which is a very amazing concept, and the possibilities which have to be evolved in that. And some development is already happening within Bharat Nivas, visitor center and other areas and village which we have. So finding an appropriate solution for them and coming up with the next level of strategy, in which we'll have many layers of not only some kind of mobility, node, infrastructure, maybe some architecture and urban design guidelines. Similar thing can be taken even for our industrial zone, which is apparently the most developed or covered in terms of fences. If we see, the most of the land is under one steward or another for various valid reasons. But if we look together, immediately the situation doesn't look like that. There is a well-studied, detailed idea proposal which says X amount of land is available, which has services and facilities, water supply like this, and so much of built space can be made, which can be many people, or so many people can use this space. So industrial zone would certainly also need a critical. Actually, same is true for all the zones, because all our zones have a very strong element. They have their own, some of them don't have, but there is still, let us say, there is some element of zonal charter. What is the specific purpose of the zone? What mother thought or meant when she talked about what would be the nature of activities? Let us see how they evolve. So to have some kind of perspective or visioning of particular zones, and do a very detailed, thorough study of existing development, and to find a way from there to go towards how do we achieve those status goals That would be the way. So the beauty of Auroville, what I have realized, almost all the areas in terms of very good genuine research and exploration, every area has that potential. City area, administrative area, they all have that potential. So when it comes to a priority that people can be assigned to particular task, that is one way. Another is to design the whole program in a way so that we have a stream of people in the form of students or our own Auroville residents, architects, professionals. They work in a way so that we have a more of, let us say, the flood of ideas. We have a bank of ideas where people are offering the possibilities. Look, these are the different viewpoints, a particular area, its charter can be visualized, interpreted and made. And when we have this diverse work or expressed in the form of either map or different thing in any very way, we will be as a society very rich to choose from, to opt from or to modify from. I think that would be a stage where, I think from there, if we reach that stage, it will be a very good, I'll be very happy personally in that stage if we reach. And everybody has a to choose from a very quality output. This is what I think.
Thank you very much, Lalit.
Thank you very much for your time.